Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
I saw some distraught faces out there today. I know why. And it always got me when Paul wrote the book of Philippians to the people there at Philippi. He wrote, "The joy of the Lord is my strength," out of a prison cell.
Just play along with me for a
while. And these aren't American prisons. They didn't feed you like and take care of you like, you know, happens right here. I mean, he was dependent on other believers or something to bring him food and do different things. In Turkey, you don't have somebody on the outside give you food. You just, I guess, die. And so we've been hit hard, but I'm going to tell you, that's when we really find our faith tested. And we say, do we really believe the Bible? Mm-hmm. If the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then I piggybacked with that, with what the brother shared a while ago. But I'm going to tell you something. God told me to tell the men to comfort your wives. That the women need to be comforted. You're to be the example. We got a praise team of ladies. But you know what? You men, you need to have the joy of the Lord. That's part of your max masculinity. Yes, it's going out. It's doing some of the hard work. Brother Mike talked about that today, of going out with skidders and cutting down trees. But you know what? The real man, the masculinity, is being the example. Don't let your ladies, your wives, carry the load of worshiping and the joy of the Lord. Are you hearing me today? Some of you men need to repent. You let the ladies carry the load in your family. Are you hearing me? Mm-hmm. Be the example. Don't give up. Amen. Don't be despondent. Set the example.
Amen.
You look to God like the movie Grapes of Wrath. The man looked to God. The woman looked to the man. And the children looked to the mother. That's the order. Mm. The women need that strength right now.
Amen.
They need you to be the example. Mm-hmm. Hope you hear me today.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Jeff. Appreciate that word. I've had another prayer request from, I think his name is Tim. I think Miss, what was this? Roberts? Robin? Rodman. Oh, okay. I couldn't. We're going to pray for him. And also, how many of y'all guys want to be a help to Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda? Everybody want to be a help? Okay. And this is one way you can help. Don't bombard them with texts and phone calls. Okay. Give him some space and time. You've heard his testimony, you know, that he's going through intense therapy, you know, to turn this around. So he really needs his rest. You know, and he would entertain anybody that come. You know how he is. But I'm just asking if you would, just be mindful. Pray for him. And if you want to send a card, fine. But, you know, fours of phone calls and texts. And let's just do it a minimum, you know. And let's give him time to recover. And I will appreciate that. And I'm sure he would appreciate that. Okay. And also, let's just pray for Tim, okay? Father, we just lift up Tim, Lord. And God, we know, Lord God, that you are the healer. And God, we just pray for him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will heal his body. We pray, God, that you will bring comfort to his family. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I want to introduce you to somebody that you might already know, but Mr. and Mrs. Hutches. Amen. Y'all, come on around. We're going to introduce you. Y'all might know these folks. I don't know, but just in case you don't know, amen, Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Hutches. Amen. God bless you guys. Appreciate you. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Lovely couple there. Amen. Amen. Thank God for them. You know, and just thank God for you guys, and thank God for all the testimonies and the things that have went on today, and we just thank God for it, you know. And, you know, the thing that we're learning, you know, how many know when a storm comes, it can do two things, amen? You know, it can devastate us, but also it can cause us to have a little deeper faith and trust in God. You know, and sometimes when the storms come, you know, is sometimes the purpose is not so much of what's going on around us, but as I respond to that storm, you know. And how many know Jesus and them faced storms a lot? Amen. If you go over to Jerusalem and the Sea of Galilee, you know, it talks about, you know, a lot of storms that took place, you know. And Faye and I, we had the opportunity to go on the storm. I mean, on the Sea of Galilee, and they were sharing with us in the afternoon, that's when the storms come. And, you know, and they were showing us where Jesus and Peter and them was on the boat. But anyway, just wanted to share with you this morning, don't give up. God is still for you, amen? He is not against us, amen? Don't let the enemy tell you that lie. Well, you know, God is angry with us. How many know the wrath of God has already been settled on Christ? So for the body of Christ, he's not angry with us. He loves us. The Bible said that God demonstrated his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Amen. And how much more would he love us now that we're his sons and daughters? Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I had a word I was going to share, but I think I just feel like the Holy Spirit wants me to share something with you about joy. You know, about joy. So many people was kindly hitting it this morning about joy. You can go ahead and just play a little softly with me about joy. But I want to share something with you about joy, okay? Joy is not based on what you possess in the natural, okay? Joy is a product of grace. See, joy is not based on my feelings or my intellect, but it's based on grace. It is the product of grace. Peace is a product of grace. You say, well, how do you say that? See, when Jesus made it possible for you and I to experience something that the world can't experience. Jesus even said that the world don't even see this. They don't even understand it. They can't comprehend when a storm come, and here we are still praising God. The man on the video still praising God. You know why? Because the Bible said that count it all joy when you fall in various trials. They're going to come, but guess what? God has already positioned us and given us something to come back what's coming to us. And how many know that as we shared last week about the spiritual gifts of God, the peace, the joy, you know, the love, the patience, and all these things that God is giving us. How many know that it is a product of the Holy Spirit? And see, a lot of people say, well, I don't have that. But you, if you have the Holy Spirit, guess what? You have it. You have it. You might say, well, how do I get to experience this? By faith. By faith. We just begin to worship God by faith. We begin to praise him by faith. See, he didn't say it was going to always look good. It was going to always feel good. He just said that I'm giving you peace. I'm giving you joy. I'm giving you this, that my joy would be made full in you. See, and these are the times that we need to begin to do what? Benefit to act on what? The joy and the peace that God has instilled in us. Do you understand that? It is in you. See, as Brother Jeff began to share, you know, sometimes, you know, we got to just step up. We got to just step up and begin to just worship God. Just begin to worship God right where you're at. Just begin to worship him and ask God to refresh you. Just let him refresh you, because that's what he want to do. See, what the enemy want to do is wear us out with doubt and worration and stress and strife and all these things. He want to wear you out with them. But God has called you to a place of rest. Rest. And how do we begin to experience that rest? By just worshiping him. See, it's all about him. It's not about us. When we begin to put him in his rightful place, he began to do things that we can never do in the natural. But if we would just worship him, just a soft thank you, Jesus. Father, we just worship you right now, Lord. God, we worship you because you're the only one that deserves all the glory. You're the one that deserves all the praise, Father. And God, we just worship you right now, Lord. God, your word said that you give us joy. You give us joy for the spirit of heaviness, Lord. God, we thank you for your peace and your joy. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your love, Father. God, the grace, Lord God, that you've given us. And Lord, we thank you right now, Father, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And God, we can find help. And we can find mercy and we can find grace to help in this time that we're in, Father. This is not a time to draw back, but it's a time to press in. 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 Your Father loves you. Your Father loves you. All he want to do is just be worshiped by his creation. Hallelujah. Father, we just love you right now, Lord. And God, we thank you right now, Father. We just love you, Jesus. And Father, we worship you, Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a good God. You are a good Father. You are a loving Father. You are a caring Father. You are a kind Father. And God, we thank you right now, Lord. God, we thank you for raising Pastor Terry up, Lord. God, we thank you for restoring, Lord God, stability in his life, Father. God, that you will astound those that are doing the therapy, Lord, and the recovery will come speedily, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you today, Lord. And God, I know that there are heavy hearts, there are some confused minds, but God, we know that you are not the author of the burdens, Lord. God, you're the burden lifter, Lord. God, you're not the God of confusion, but you're the God of peace, Father. You're the God of joy, Father. And God, because of your grace, Lord, you have made a way that we could experience this joy and this peace, God. So, Father, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you today, Father. God, I pray that no one, Lord God, will be discouraged in this time, Lord. But, God, we will find our courage in you, Lord. And, God, our strength is in you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we love you today. We love you today, Father. And, God, we thank you for all the prayer requests. We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for your body being strengthened, Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have caused us to arise to the occasion, Lord, and be the body that you created us to be, Father. God, by meeting needs of those that don't even know you, Father, but they see the expression of your love through the time and giving of their selves, Lord. We just thank you for it right now, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we love you, Lord. And Lord, we know that you love us in spite of everything that's going on. God, you're still faithful. You're still faithful, Lord. And God, we just look to you, Father. We're not looking to the arm of flesh, but we're looking to you, Father. Even though you will use flesh, but God, we look to you because you're the author and the finisher of our faith. God, you're the perfecter of our faith, Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for perfecting even those things, Lord, that we can't even perfect within ourselves. God, you're doing it, Lord. You're doing it, Father. Hallelujah. You're doing it, Lord. And Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, just worship him for a little bit. Hallelujah. Give him your best this morning. Give him your best. Amen. Hallelujah. Just worship him. Just worship him this morning. Hallelujah. Just worship him all over this place. Just worship him. You say, why should I worship him? Because he's good. He's loving. He's kind. Amen. He's always thinking of his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You said, I just want to take a worship break. Now is your opportunity to just worship him. You don't have to be coerced. You don't have to do it like I do it. Just do it the way God put in your heart to do it. Just worship him. Just worship him this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, fill this place with your presence, God. Oh, yes. Is our God, sing with me how great is our God, and always see how great. Oh, yes, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. He deserves it all. He deserves the glory. He's worthy of it all, church. He's worthy of it all. Hallelujah. He's worthy of it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He just want to refresh you, church. He just want to refresh us. Amen. He just want to refresh us. Hallelujah. Just receive the refreshing from him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For it is the Lord who strengthens thee. It is the Lord who strengthens thee. Bible said it's not by might nor is it by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. He is strengthening you. He's refreshing you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He have loved you with an everlasting love. He love you, child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the book of Philippians, it says, grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you. I view of your participation in the gospel from the first day unto now. I am confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will perfect that work until the day of Jesus Christ. The second chapter, 12 verse, he said, for then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And notice what Paul is saying. I am confident. How many know God, the Holy Spirit, is doing a good work in you? Yes. Amen? Yes. And Paul goes on. He follows up in the next chapter. He said, for it is God who works in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, we don't work for salvation. But I mean, you know, we allow the work that the Holy Spirit has did in us to come out of us. And this is what Paul is saying, that he's confident of this thing, that he which have begun the good work in you will perfect that work. Now, I want to share something with you. A couple of weeks ago, as Pastor Charlie and them was worshiping, that was a word that came to me. And I wonder, was it a word for the body? But I believe it was a word for me at that time, okay? But I want to share it with you, and I believe you can share the same blessing and the same benefit. How many know the word of God is powerful? It's for all of us, amen? And the thought came to me as we was just worshiping. I believe the Holy Spirit said to me, John, I'm not looking for your perfection, but I'm looking for your surrender. See, sometimes it's hard to surrender those things that when the Holy Spirit says, I want that. Let me have that place. Let me have that time. And see, what the enemy want to do is keep us so busy doing things that we don't have time to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. And that's what he want to do. See, he's just as real as Jesus was in the flesh. That's why Jesus said, I will give you another helper just like I am. One just like me. The same quality that I was walking this earth is the same quality the Holy Spirit has put on the inside of us through him. And I began to pray, and I began to kind of cry a little bit. And I said, Lord, you know, I thought I had surrendered. You know, how many know sometimes you think I done surrendered all. But how many know in reality you hadn't surrendered all. Because it's a process. It's little by little. See, he's not asking for the whole lump. He's just saying certain things. Just let me have that. Let me have that. And I know in your mind you're probably wondering, well, what was it God wanted you to surrender? I'd share it with you. Self. myself. You know why? Because everything I was doing was what John wanted to do. But the Holy Spirit said, oh, slow down here. I'm trying to perfect something that I don't even have power to perfect. So he said, John, you're looking for perfection. I mean, I want it all done. I want to be just right. I want to have everything dotted, every T crossed. I want it to be done just right. But how many know we don't have that ability within the flesh to do that? If we did, Jesus wouldn't have had to come. But when we begin to rely on the Holy Spirit and allow him to bring the sanctification, he empowers us to do what he's put the desire in us to do. He empowers it. You say, well, you mean when God says, I want this time right here, he's going to empower me. Yes, he will. I'm telling you, I've experienced it. How many know a lot more have experienced this in here, that when God says, let go of this, when you let it go, I'm telling you, huh, it is so much better. Your life is so much better. Why? Because when you surrender to him, amen, he just don't leave you empty, but he fills the place that he's asking you to surrender and give up. That's right. We're so much better off by just saying, okay, Lord, it's yours. It might be a temper. I don't know what it is. It might just be some of the words you use. I don't know what it is. I'm just throwing some stuff out there that sometimes the Holy Spirit will shine light on and say, hey, you hadn't been treating your wife right. You hadn't been treating your husband right. I mean, you know, the Holy Spirit will do that to you. Say, mm-hmm, he will. Trust me, man, he will. Or you might say that, see, it's not about performance. We got to quit being so performance driven and be surrendered to him. Just surrender to him. You know, just surrender to him. Say, Lord, it's yours. You know, we sing the song, I surrender all to Jesus, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. But do we really surrender? Do we really surrender? Are we still on the throne calling the shots? We have to surrender to him. See, it's all about him. You know, how many know we used to have this saying, keep the main thing the main thing. But how many know we have lost the main thing, and that is Jesus being lifted up and him being glorified. Because he said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men. And he was lifted up. But how many know we still lift him up today? Why? Because he's King of kings and he's Lord of lords. And when we begin to surrender to him and allow the transforming power of the Holy Spirit to bring transformation in us, and guess what? You're going to see something that we've only dreamed of. Man, can it really happen in my lifetime? Can I see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Sometimes we try to manufacture it and make it happen, but the only way it's going to happen is a surrendered life. As long as John is on the throne, it is not going to happen for me. I must surrender to him. Why? Because he's master and Lord. We must surrender to him. What does that look like? A surrendered life. Where the power of God is transforming us into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Do you know that the world is confused because the church stood up and began to feed and take water the people? You know, the world is confused because you know what they want to do? They want to control it, but how many know they can't control the church? And when the church rises up and began to become the feet and hand, the eyes and the voice of God, don't you know that God says, I'm endorsing that. Why? Because this glorifies me. Man can't make it happen, but how many know we have to yield to the dealings of God? And I'm telling you, don't think this is strange, what's happening. You know, we can look at it and become terrified. I mean, just become fearful about it. But it's not to be fearful. It's to embrace. Because We are embracing this because why? We are the body of Christ. We are. Notice Paul didn't say, I am. He said, we are. And it is a many-membered body, but when you see the body coming together, working, handing out water, handing out tissue, handing out baby diapers, handing out baby food, handing out all these things, it is so beautiful. Amen. I just feel the Holy Ghost, the goosebumps of God when we become together and begin to function this way. It's not a black, a white, or Hispanic, but it's the body of Christ and the love of God that's coming together and saying, I'll go, Lord. I'll do, Lord. I'll be your feet, Lord. I'll be your hands, Lord. I'll be your eyes, Lord. I'll go, Lord. You say, well, who's going to get the glory? Ain't but one person deserved the glory. It's not my love, but how many know it's his love in me? And he's wanting that love to be released to the world, so the world would see the light and begin to glorify our Father who is in heaven. I mean, it's so sweet, just the calmness of God, the confidence, the assurance that God has got this in control. But the enemy wants us to become depressed. He wants us to become wore out with worration. But I'm telling you, we can rest in him. We can rest. He said, I shared with this Sunday, last Sunday, my peace I give to you, not as the world give it. Say, his peace is rest. His peace is just knowing that tranquility and that quietness, you know, that even though that when rest come, it don't mean that you're inactive. It just means that you're in a realm, you're in a position, you're in an attitude of not being worried or being worn out with the cares of this world. But there's a peace and a calm on the inside of you that's so greater than the world to where you can just rest in him. I mean, you know, that's what Jesus demonstrated to us. Remember last Sunday, I laid on, you know, I mean, you know, Jesus was taking a nap in the midst of a storm. How dare you, Lord, to be resting? When we're going to pray, Jesus just said, come on, boys. Man, I'm telling you that God, what God is really doing is really proving to you to say, hey, I'm in you. You wouldn't have these thoughts if I wasn't in you. You wouldn't have a thought to help if I wasn't in you. You wouldn't have a thought to love if I wasn't in you. You wouldn't have a thought to be at peace if I wasn't in you. You wouldn't be at joy. In the midst of all this, you're going to have some joy? Yes. Why? Because Jesus paid the price for me to have joy. He paid the price. He went to the cross for you and I. The Bible said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was on him. He paid the price so that we would have what? Peace and joy. So that we can enjoy life. Not only life, but life more abundantly. And this is where my joy comes from. It's what he's done for me. Do you not know the early church, they rejoiced in afflictions? Why? Because they counted themselves worthy to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. And they turned a world upside down. Why? Because they knew their risen Savior. They wasn't just playing church. They were the church. And they demonstrated it by saying, go ahead and kill me. To be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. Amen. Now, I ain't rushing my life. I ain't going out here getting in front of a truck. But if it comes down to it, to denying Christ, you just go ahead and do what you got to do. Because I'm standing for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. God has put something on the inside of us, church, that's greater than what's in this world. And see, what the enemy would love to do is to divide us. But I'm telling you that God is at work in you. And it is a good work. And the Bible says this in Hebrews. He said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. Let me read that to you and I'm going to close, okay? I'm kindly just kindly following the spirit here just a little bit. Not just a little bit, but a lot. I want to share this with you and we're going to close, okay? It says, fixing your eyes on Jesus. Notice it said, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. And that word perfecter, it was an interesting word to me because when I wrote it down, I said, this is good. Amen? The perfecter is one who brings something through to the goal so as to win and receive the prize. He's perfecting us so that we will win and receive the prize. What's the prize? Paul said it's the high calling of Christ. I believe it's being so conformed to Christ that when they see us, they see Christ. But notice what he said here, okay? For the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility of sinners. I mean, you know, it's some hostility of sinners in our day and time. There's a lot of hostility, a lot of mocking God. You know, and you know, how many know that we're taking back everything God said is rightfully ours? Amen. How many know the rainbow belonged to us? That's God's covenant. Amen. And we're not going to pervert that. Some people say, well, you know, you shouldn't talk about the rainbow. Hey, God talked about the rainbow. He the one made the rainbow. It's his covenant that he gave under the old dispensation. The hostility of sinners against himself so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is why we consider him, because if we look at what he went through, guess what? We're going to go through. Notice I said we're going through. We're not stopping. We're going through. It's only, some things are only for seasons, but how many know each season brings about its own trials and tribulations? But if we be faithful and keep moving through, if we'll look to Jesus, who is the author, fix our eyes on him, the perfecter of our faith, the one that's causing us, bringing us through so that we will win the prize. Notice he said, for the joy set before him, endured the cross. How many know that that he seen his sons and daughters, the joy of having a relationship with his body? He said, I'm willing to do it, Father. Not my will, but thine be done. Jesus was willing to pay the price so that you and I will have the freedom that we're enjoying today. You say, well, I just can't accept that. Well, you have to, I can't, there's no other alternative. See, and that's what the enemy wants us to do, say, well, there has to be a better way. It can't be this good this way. How many know it's just that good? It is. Some people say, well, that's too good to be true. No, that's the truth. Amen. It is that good. We've made it hard, but how many know Jesus said he come to give us what? Easy yoke, burden light. See, but many a times we make it hard because we add man's way to it. And how many know every time you add man's way to it, it makes it hard. It makes you want to perform. You got to act a certain way. You got to dress a certain way. You got to talk a certain way. But how many know in the spirit realm, when Jesus said, come, when he say come, how many know he's not giving you some type of ritual to come to him. He's saying, come as you are, because I'm the one that changed life. Amen. So with that today, I hope that we said something to encourage you, to help you, you know, because we have to understand something, church. I used this illustration Wednesday night, and I believe, you know, this is something that, how many know when you see a little baby You just go all crazy over that baby. Matter of fact, oh, they gone with their baby. I was getting ready to say, bring that baby up here. Who's got a baby? Miss Amanda, come on up here and help me preach a little bit. Just stand right, turn around right there, okay? I ain't gonna talk too loud. I don't wanna wake this little fella up, okay? But how many know you see this little young boy here? Okay? When you see him, what do you see? Innocence, love, trust, joy, life. Do you not know this little baby has the potential to become a grown man? Everything in him, God put it in him. And guess what? God put everything in you to become a full daughter and a full son. It just have to be developed. Thank you. It just have to be developed. And I got news for you. Times like this is when God is developing us. And you know, when you develop pictures, Brother Dwayne knew about it, you don't develop in the light, you develop in the dark, amen? You don't expose it to the light until it's taken on its full image, right? But after a while, and guess what? God is doing a good work in you. The Bible said you are his workmanship, created in righteousness. You are his masterpiece, and he's sketching you out little by little. And he's putting you on display to the world to say, that's my son. That's my daughter. Amen? Because when we are all created in his image, there's no room for ego. But we know where the glory goes. Amen? God bless you. Thank God for you. Yes, sir. You need this.
Quick question before we get out. People was asking, what can we do? If you want to drop off any get well cards or anything like that here at the church,
yes.
We'll be picking them up Wednesday and taking them down since limitations on visitations are not letting people in. Mm-hmm. So if you got anything you want to give, someone asked, well, what can we do? Our people want to do something. So
yes.
If you want to do something, bring a card, whatever you want,
yes.
To the church here, and we'll pick up Wednesday and make sure it gets down there too.
Yeah, or either, you know, like the card minister, just mail it. You can just... You have look in past. You can see his home address. We can get that for you, if you need to. We can get the home address or see some of the ladies that are in the card ministry, and if you get them the cards, they will send it to them. And that way, you know, we got two different ways that they can get your gift cards or your cards of appreciation, cards of just saying get well soon. Okay. You know, and with that, thank you, Brother Terry, for bringing that up. And also, you know, we're going to hold off on his appreciation, him and Miss Brenda's, till they are here in the congregation where they can enjoy it with us. Because we had that set for next Sunday, but we're going to forego that until he's back with us, okay? So that he can enjoy the cards and the presentations that will take place. All right. Are you ready to go eat? Y'all say, oh, Lord, what is going on? But I appreciate your patience this morning. I really do. I appreciate your patience. And I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you. Really push in. Press in to God. Press in to him. I'm telling you, God has got a work that he's doing. Yes, sir.
Last week, I was sitting over there. I'm just minding my business. You know, I ain't mess with nobody. I'm just sitting there. And God says, it's about to change. I'm sitting over here again today. He says, it's about to change. Everything the pastor was saying is to encourage you. It's about to change. And then he showed me, just like, you know, when it gets ready to rain, it starts to sprinkle a little bit. That's how it's going to start. The blessings of God on your life, on your it thing that's got to change, is going to be like a sprinkle at first. And then it's going to be a downpour. And God will release the glory, the glory of heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Upon you. Upon whatever it that is, it's about to change. And there's no power in the universe that's going to be able to stop it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. You know, and as he was saying that, he's talking about the rain. We're going to close. I just heard just a small voice saying, the latter rain. The latter rain will be greater than what? The former rain. So get ready, church. Get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. Amen. It's about the rain. Amen. How many know rain bring what? Refreshing. And also it causes growth. Amen. All right, let's stand. Are we going to stop right there? Amen. I hope that you enjoyed the service today, and we appreciate Pastor Charlie and the praise team. Such a blessing to the church here. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, brother. All right. Is there anyone that needs special prayer? Anyone that needs special prayer? Okay, we all good? All right. Father, we thank you so much for your presence today, Lord. And God, we pray, God, as we depart from this place, but never your presence, watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Won't you tell somebody you love them as you're leaving today? Amen. I love you, brother. God bless you. Love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.